Hello, Raza. This is Fernando Amador coming to you from Downey, California. And welcome to my show. It's called Chicano Cast. This is Chicano Cast number 22. And today's podcast is on Latinos not in Hollywood. Or shall we say lack of diversity in Hollywood? Or shall we say and call it as it is, fucking Hollywood racism? Because believe me, brother, there is no fucking lack of diversity when it comes to America. There's so many starving actors out there that are of color. You know, they just are not being allowed in the door. So maybe we don't call it a lack of diversity anymore, but just fucking Hollywood racism, huh? I know I rant on this a lot, you know, but it's because I really care about these role models and these movies being made where we're not represented correctly. And some of you may say, hey, fucking Chicano Cast, you did this already. Well, guess what? Force Awakens, they did that already. It was called Star Wars, so fucking bear with it. All right, before I start, there is a saying that says, good artists copy, great artists steal. But, you know, since I'm neither good nor great, let me give credit to my research material. First one's BuzzFeed, Alex Alvarez. Second one's Nalip, Kirk Whistler. Read that shit like the end of those drug commercials, huh? Fast. And it's not what they really want you to know. Anyway, I gave a little credit there. Because I don't come up with all this shit. I do some research, and research is always good. All right, let's go ahead and start. Did you know Latino characters were the most underrepresented group in film? That's right. You know, we make up only 4.9% of movie characters. But walk outside the fucking studios, and we are maybe 50% of the people on the street. That's right, in LA we are. Yeah, not maybe in other states where some of your listeners might be. But in LA, hell, we're probably 80%. You know, you can see us out there fucking selling fruit, you know, on the off ramps. But we're, you know, but we're much more than that. Yet you walk inside a studio and it's everybody's white. You know, this doesn't make sense to me. I think Chris Rock actually said that in one of his interviews. Look that one up, how he can't believe when he walks in the studio, everybody's white. Even positions that don't require degrees or an education, they just pick white people for them. And they kind of bypass the Latinos and the blacks. And every other race that isn't white. Even some obvious Latino roles are played by gringos. You know, I read that in this movie called 33 about the Chilean miners. Some gringos actually played some of the miners' parts. I guess they couldn't find Latino actors in LA, huh? No la chingas, cabrones. Next one here. As Latinos, we are almost invisible in movies. Only if the movie has a gardener, a maid, or a thief, well, you get to see a Latino actress or actor on the big screen, you know. Why can't we play the role of a generic fucking doctor or a lawyer? Just make the guy brown. You don't even, you know, you don't have, it doesn't have to be a major role or anything. Just, we're just everywhere. We're also lawyers and doctors, not just fucking maids and gardeners. You know, I notice we don't even make the fucking background as extras. I see some of these TV shows, all the extras are just white people hanging out in the back. I mean, come on, that's not L.A. And yes, these movies come from L.A. They're made in L.A. most of the time. At least the guys making the decisions are based in L.A. You know, I mean, a movie based in L.A. and no Latinos, not even as extras. No mames, cabrón, that doesn't exist. All right, next one. Latinos are highly likely to be sexualized in movies. Nah, no cierto, right? Sofia Vergara, Salma Hayek, Jessica Alba. Latinas, maybe for this reason, have had more opportunities. And I know some of them have gone beyond, you know, just being sexualized. I know Salma Hayek in the beginning had to basically put on a lot of bikinis. Sofia Vergara still kind of does in Modern Family. Jessica Alba, the pretty face, you know. But I think Latinas have actually done more in Hollywood than maybe some Latinos. At least the Chicanas have. Okay, what about not on-screen Latinos making movies? Okay, well, we got some directors. We got Guillermo del Toro, Mexicano, Alfonso Cuarón, Mexicano, Alejandro Iñárritu, Mexicano. You know, these guys are well-respected in Hollywood. I think they need to use their power and influence to promote more positive Latino-Chicano roles. You know, I do want to mention one Chicano that is doing really good, and I talked about him last week. That's Robert Rodriguez. You know, he's making a big difference for Raza. Maybe these Mexicano actors can kind of do the same. I don't think they realize that they're not only in the door, but they're fucking running the party. So they can do this. You know, they don't have to bow down to these gringos anymore. These fuckers are making some great movies. So how about they start representing for the Mexicanos? Okay, moving on here is another point. Talented Latino actors are often overlooked. That's so true. Remember that movie Fargo by the one that came from a real story, actually, about a CIA Latino agent named Tony Mendez? But guess what? Ben Affleck took the fucking role. He also made the movie, I believe, so that's probably why he took the role. So no la chingan. You know, we can never get the roles. They believe our white roles, but even our fucking roles of where it should be a Latino, we can't even get those. Our only fucking chance to play the hero, and it's taken away. You know, you think maybe this was Ben Affleck's way of getting back at J-Lo? Nah, I'm reading into it too much, right? Nah, it's just fucking lack of culture, cultural diversity, aka racism, raza. Or maybe the fucker wanted the Oscar. Did he win it? I don't even know. Okay, next topic, role models. This gets a lot of criticism, especially when athletes say that, you know, they're not models. They just do their job and I'm sorry, they're not role models. They just do their jobs and be themselves. But you know what? It doesn't work that way, motherfuckers. Not when you make millions, you're on TV so much, you're in the news, you're in the press. You become a role model, whether you like it or not. If you want to be one or not, you are. So, you know, a lot of kids and even some fucking adults will look up to you and want to be and act like you. So when Latinos are not cast into positive major roles, only the negative ratero, drug dealer, gang member roles, you know, it's not only is it a negative role model for our younger raza who can't help but think, I guess that's what we are and that's what I will be when I'm old. You know, it also influences the way other races see us all over America and all over the world. They also believe that that's what Latinos in America are, that we're gang members, we're maids, we're servants, we're gardeners, we're thieves, you know, we're drug dealers. And it sucks. It sucks. You know, so this thinking basically kicks our ass in two different ways, the way we see ourselves and the way others see us. And fucking Hollywood doesn't get it, right? They're not affected by it. It's all the white guys calling the shots. But I think it's time for a change. Would blacks tolerate Sean Penn playing MLK in that Selma movie or any other Martin Luther King movie? By the way, Raza, today is MLK Day. Just to let you know, put you in a time and place. I'm doing this on MLK Day. Yeah, this government worker got the day off, so I'm taking advantage and doing this podcast. Hell no. You know, blacks would never, ever allow Sean Penn to fucking play MLK. But yet we over and over, when the few heroes that we have, Latinos and Chicanos, and when they actually get to doing a movie about them, will usually cast a white Caucasian actor to play the part. That's bullshit. You know, I guess Hollywood, you know, they just don't value us. They see us as second-class viewers or second-class moviegoers, you know, except when it comes, except when it comes to my next point here. Latinos buy movie tickets. Hell yeah, we do. We buy and go to the movies a lo pendejo. Quick count. How many of you, raise your hand, went to see Pixels? See? Somos pendejos when it comes to movie watching. Órale, raza, just messing with you. But we do go. We fucking purchase 22% of all movie tickets. And we represent 24% of all frequent moviegoers. And, you know, even though we're only 16 to 17% of the U.S. population, we actually, you know, represent a bigger number when it comes to going to movies. So Hollywood thinks Latinos still go. They don't care. Why change the recipe? We're making money. You know, maybe they're right. I guess we don't give a shit because we keep going. But I know we do care. I care. You care. And this is why you're listening to this. And this is why I'm fucking spitting into this mic, because we do care. You know, we must demand change. But how? How do we do change? Maybe talking shit into a microphone that maybe two or three people hear. Sure, that's a start. Maybe by tweeting, emailing, Instagramming, Facebooking, how a certain movie just lacks diversity, lacks Latino characters. And maybe that, you know, gets on a roll, gets some likes, gets some views or whatever fucking happens when things go viral. You kids understand that better than I do. But we got to start calling that shit out and not just stay quiet about it. If you notice it, it's because it bugs you. And if it bugs you, you got to say or do something about it. Hells yeah, Raza, start speaking up. You know, another way is to not go to the movies. You know, money speaks. Money's the loudest. Money does speak the loudest. And I know for me, I love movies so much, you know, it would be hard, but if it gets ridiculous, you know, I might even do that, you know, and go ahead and skip out. So maybe we need to possibly boycott this old school Chicano style. You know, our activist old school Chicano brothers, to me, Chicano's more of a culture than it is a political movement. But in the old school Chicanos, it was all about the politics. And maybe there's times where we need to revisit that and pay homage to our old school Chicanos and maybe do a freaking sit-in or a sit-out or whatever you do. Boycott the movies. You know, we might have to resort to that. These fuckers don't get la onda, you know? Okay, Raza, one final thought here before I finish this up. And maybe it's good that I took so long in doing this show because I had this planned back in December, but my old ass got sick and I was sick through what? Through Christmas, through New Year's, had a bad cold, bad cough. I'm still barking into the mic right now, but I'm going to edit those out or try to. But it might have been a good reason for me to delay the making of the show because I was just reading today that, you know, some black actors are actually boycotting the Oscars because guess what? No people of color were nominated for the acting roles. Pinche Hollywood, or más bien pinche Academy. There was a few they could have nominated, but it seems they, you know, they're so damn racist, they didn't even feel like they needed to nominate a few, I guess, that it wasn't necessary. You know, they didn't even fucking do a token nomination just to say, all right, there's nominations there, everybody come and be happy, and then not win. They don't even feel they have to do that. That's how fucking racist it's getting. Sorry. How much of lack of a diversity there is, if, you know, we want to be politically correct, right? Oh, one more before I stop this show. There's a new movie coming out. It hasn't come out yet. I think it's called, well, I read that it's called Gods of Egypt. Yeah, before that movie comes out, I guess sometime last month, the director apologized in advance for a lack of diversity in the casting. The director is Alex Proyas. Well, don't apologize, fucking Alex. What you need to do is, you need to do something about it. You know, you're in a position of power, so why don't you commit to having a diverse cast on your next project, motherfucker? Because this apology doesn't do much for Latinos, not when the movie's already been made, or blacks, or any other race actors who, you know, are basically starving and looking for work. All this does is that it confirms Hollywood racism that is still ongoing. All right, Raza, I'm out. I hope this had some value to you. Stay brown and proud.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Bowie.
You passed upon the stair and spoke of what's and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes.
I thought you died alone
a long, long time ago.
I get emails and messages from my Chicano cast listeners about my accent. And it's mostly from listeners who live in other states. They say they find it funny or peculiar, my Chicano accent. But you know what, motherfuckers? I have no fucking accent, okay? Why do you say that? I speak perfect American English, motherfuckers. Told you I was sick, motherfuckers.